and your mind for the things that bring you joy and fulfillment. The more I embraced minimalism, the more I realized how clutter had been holding me back. Take my mornings, for example. Back in my cluttered days, just getting out the door was an ordeal. Finding my keys in the middle of the chaos was like a scavenger hunt, and choosing what to wear felt like a decision-making marathon. Now, everything is simpler. I own fewer clothes, but they're all ones I love and wear regularly. My keys? Always in the same place. It's amazing how much mental energy you save when your surroundings are streamlined. But the minimalism didn't just change my mornings. It changed my mindset. I became more intentional how I spend my time and energy. I stopped saying yes to every invitation or commitment out of guilt or obligation. Instead, I started focusing on the relationships and activities that truly mattered to me. And guess what? The world didn't end because I skipped a networking event or turned down a weekend trip I wasn't excited about. If anything, life got better. This book isn't about turning your life upside down overnight. I am not going to tell you to throw all your stuff in a dumpster and leave out of a suitcase, unless you want to, in which case, go for it. What I'm going to do is share my story, some practical tips, and a few laughs along the way. Because if I can stumble my way into minimalism and find happiness, freedom, and peace of mind, you can too. And here's the beauty of minimalism. It's not a one-size-fits-all lifestyle. Your version of minimalism might look completely different from mine, and that's okay. Maybe for you, it's about decluttering your home, or maybe it's about simplifying your schedule, your finances, or even your digital life. Whatever it is, the goal is the same: to create space for what truly matters and let go of the rest. So grab a cup of coffee, settle in, and let's take this journey together. By the end of this book, I hope you'll not only feel inspired to declutter your life, but you'll also experience the incredible freedom that comes with living simply. Let's get started, shall we? Chapter 1: The Illusion of Ownership. Let's get real for a second. Have you ever stood in your house, looked around at all your stuff, and thought, how did this happen? One minute you're buying a coffee table, and the next, you've got an entire room filled with stuff you forgot you even owned. It's like some weird possession snowball effect. We buy one thing, then we need something else to go with it, and before you know it, you're drowning in knickknacks, throw pillows, and random gadgets that seem like a good idea at the time. Trust me, I've been there. My house used to look like a storage unit for a big box store. I'd collected everything from novelty kitchen gadgets, looking at you, avocado slicer, to workout equipment I never used. Hello, dusty treadmill. And let's not even talk about the shelves full of books I always meant to read, but never did. I'd convinced myself that having all this stuff made me successful, like it was some badge of honor. Spoiler alert, it wasn't. The stuff cycle. Here's how it usually goes. You buy something because you think it'll make your life easier, better, or just more fun. Maybe it's a fancy blender you swear you'll use to make healthy smoothies every morning. Fast forward 6 months and it's collecting dust in a cabinet while you're back to eating cereal for breakfast. Sound familiar? The problem is, we're not just buying things, we're buying promises. That blender isn't just a blender, it's a promise of a healthier you. That new couch isn't just a couch, it's a promise of cozy movie nights with friends. And don't get me started on the subject of clothes. Every piece of clothing you've ever bought came with the promise of being the version of yourself who actually wears that outfit. Spoiler alert, that version of you doesn't exist. George Carlin, the comedy legend we talked about in the introduction, summed it up perfectly. Trying to be happy by accumulating possessions is like trying to satisfy hunger by taping sandwiches all over your body. Funny, yes, but also painfully accurate. We keep piling on this stuff, hoping it'll fill some void, but all it really does is take up space, both in our homes and in our minds. The emotional weight of stuff. Here's something nobody tells you about owning a lot of stuff. It's exhausting. Not physically, although moving it around is no picnic. But emotionally, every item you own is like a tiny little responsibility. You have to clean it, organize it, find a place for it, and sometimes even worry about it. It's like having a house full of needy little pets, except they don't.